There was a time in my life when I had once a month responsibilities in Chicago. I was living in New Jersey. Well, that gave me an opportunity to see what the weather was going to be in New Jersey when I got back. Of course, the weather in our country usually moves from west to east, so usually in New Jersey, we got Chicago's yesterday. Well, that was our today. Now, one particular warm and sunny day, I left Chicago like it was a 10 on the scale of beautiful days. When I got home, it was sort of a cool, rainy day, and it had been that way for about 3 days straight. Just kind of everything gray. Well, I got home, and the family, I guess their biorhythms were all kind of acting like it had been 3 rainy days. They said, well, it's just been raining and cool. Well, I was a bearer of good news. I said, don't be discouraged. I've seen tomorrow's weather. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about tomorrow's weather. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is found in Psalm 30. It's verse 6. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And with a sigh here, David talks about tears and weeping and long nights of grief. He's seen the grief of the moment, but he's also seen tomorrow's weather. And he says, rejoicing is coming. Now, for a Christian, the forecast is always joy in the morning. You see, it isn't the absence of hurt that makes life in Christ unique, because we have as much hurt as everyone else. It's the presence of hope. You may know very personally that being in Christ is no guarantee against grief and pain. I know that. Maybe you're facing physical pain or some frightening medical prospects, or your agonies over the wrong road that a loved one of yours has chosen. For some deeply personal reason right now, there are tears, maybe almost unbearable struggle at times, and God cares about those tears. In fact, Psalm 56:8 says, he gathers up your tears in a bottle. He feels your pain. But this isn't the end. This isn't all there is. Now, I don't know why God wants me to talk about this today, but I just feel like someone needs to hear this simple truth today. This is not the end. There will be joy in the morning. It won't rain forever. I don't know what form that joy is going to take. God may send a person that he's prepared to fill the hole in your life that you're grieving over now, or maybe he'll use your tragedy in such a glorious way that you'll be amazed at the lives he's going to touch. They'll listen to you because of the trail you've walked. Or maybe he'll remind you of the heavenly reunion. It's going to last so much longer than this separation. Or maybe God will open up to you a depth of knowing him that you never would have experienced without this loss. And you will be a friend of God, as few people around you are, because you've touched him at a moment of desperation and deep need, and found out that when Jesus is all you've got, Jesus is all you need. Look, I don't know how, but I do know the joy is coming. In the moments of grief and agony and insecurity, and when the world's collapsing around you and everything you've depended on is shaking, I just wonder how people do that without Jesus. And maybe you've been trying to walk through a dark valley without knowing him. You know, the Bible says he bore our sorrows. He was crushed for our sins. He died so you would never have to walk through life alone again. And this could be the day when you reach out to him and say, Jesus, you loved me. You died for me. For my sin, I want to belong to you. And the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. You want to begin that relationship with Jesus? Tell him that right now and go to our website and see there the information that will help you and be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com, anewstory.com. You can stand this stormy season if you know it won't rain forever. Oh, you have hurt, but because of Jesus, you have hope. Don't be discouraged. I've seen tomorrow's weather.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.